possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Damn it. Nothing. Nothing ever works out our way. It's always something. Morning.
Morning, Kenny.
All right, what'd you think?
I know, it seems like...
What'd you think when you saw the news?
Opens up my window on Saturday to do more feast things than Browns preseason game number two.
I know I asked you for all that audio on, but I think Benny Romance might be going right to the top of the list. Man, I forgot the feast is this weekend.
Oh, I can feel it now.
It's Thursday! I'm just going, what?
Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano. Hey, Mambo.
Lyman, did you see that third down pass from Tyler Huntley? No, I was ordering another limoncello.
That's right.
I thought we were going to get your full attention finally for a full preseason.
Now, wait a
second. I got to write the question back down again. I didn't even realize this.
Now, wait, what time is this Browns game again?
It's 1 o'clock.
Okay. No, I'll be able to watch the start.
It's going to be 90 degrees on Saturday. You sure you want to take the kiddos in the middle of the day like that?
Oh, believe me, Kenny, that's already been broached.
Oh.
The wife, so I got out of going today.
You better take those damn kids.
Well, today, listen, we can negotiate. We can forget about everything Saturday, and I can just go tonight for the opener. Tonight is the grand opening, and I was always bursting through the doors at 5:30, get home at midnight. But fine, whatever.
Bursting
whatever she wants.
Through the doors.
And it would be sad. I'd get there so early on the opening night, and my buddies would always be late because they have actual jobs. And I would be there, and I'd be like, why am I getting here so early? I don't even know anybody. I don't think I'm supposed
to. Would you just walk around by yourself?
Yeah.
Am I
supposed to set up the tables and chairs too? Why am I getting here? Still didn't change when I got home. I still got home at the same time.
Grandma Corky, was she like, why are you here so early? I have not even baked. I haven't even put the ziti in to bake. What are you doing? Oh, man. This kind of sucks.
It totally sucks because this was going to be, we all knew, I don't care. Even if you were the biggest Shador fan and you were bashing us, bashing the station every day because we didn't tell you he was like number one on the depth chart, bashing the national people, those that were leaking out the stories that Shador was a distant third or fourth on the depth chart, had miles to go. Dylan Gabriel was ahead of him. even those people like had to finally come to grips with. He was never going to start week one. So this was it. This was the chance to see him. Yeah. I don't know what he was going to do in the last preseason game, but this was going to be a magnificent opportunity. Just at the very least, no matter who he was going up against, it's going to be fun to watch him throw the football around.
So it's a strained oblique for Shedeur Sanders. And they say it's day-to-day. I don't know. We interviewed Andrew Siciliano yesterday. I'm not going to put words
Andrew
in Andrew's mouth.
Andrew Siciliano. Hey, Andrew. Andrew Siciliano.
Maybe hey, he can come. Paisanos?
Could he actually do play? If Andrew came to the feast and did play-by-play from the feast, would anybody notice?
They're trying to shove cannolis down.
He could make it up about Tyler Huntley. And he could be having a cannoli eating contest while he does it. And I don't know if anybody would actually notice. Oh, yeah, Tyler Huntley. Oh, yeah, great play. Oh, okay.
Doesn't Damn Sal it. Canella become some sort of Grand Marshal and be
oh,
Sal Cannoli?
Yes.
Might as well.
Yes.
Might as well. Damn it. Well, maybe Dylan Gabriel's going to play. Can Dylan Gabriel play? Well, hold on. I want to get to that here in a second.
He's
hold
not
on.
Italian?
No, I mean in the game.
Oh, okay.
Not in the cannoli.
We're not doing feast
Wait a minute.
It's Andrew Siciliano joined alongside my partner, Vince Cellini. I and can't. Don't forget, we've got Nick Camino and Anthony Lima standing.
There's one name you missed out of there, but we're not allowed to say it on this show, so forget it. Okay. So the guys in the afternoon, they asked Ross Tucker about this because Ross Tucker is at the practices right now. And, here's what Ross Tucker thought about Shedeur missing the Eagles preseason game. He says this is big, and I tend to agree with Ross.
I'm in the ratings business, bro, okay? I want Shedeur to play every snap of the game. You know, I want Shedeur to play every snap of every game. You know, no matter how they perform, my guess is Flacco will still be starting. If there was any chance for Shedeur, you would think that he would have needed to play a ton in this next preseason game again and play really well again. Because that's one of those things where, like, if they played him for 50 snaps again against the Eagles and he lit up the Eagles, at some point the buzz becomes so much that the team needs to really consider their options.
So that's Ross Tucker
Boy,
yesterday.
Kenny, does it sound like, in a way, and it's not what you wanted, it's not what I wanted, it's not what anybody wanted, and I guarantee the coaching staff didn't want it either.
No.
But did it make life easier on them because it'll quiet
no.
some of the
no,
overreactions
no,
to preseason
no,
games?
No, because the conspiracies are already out, and I don't even want to recognize them. That's for later. We will talk about the conspiracies, but it'll be later in the show. I mean, I got people I respect in scouting who threw conspiracies out there yesterday.
Oh, they did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got more Ross Tucker here in a moment. Here's Dylan Gabriel. Does he think he's going to start on Saturday?
I have no clue what's going to happen.
All right.
I'm just right where my feet are, but time will tell, and we'll see what happens. That's up to the coaches, and, you know, we got a lot of time up to that point.
Yes, young man, time will certainly tell. Well, Ross Tucker went on, and this ain't going to make anybody feel any better. This is what Ross saw from Dylan Gabriel at the Eagles joint practice yesterday.
It seemed like a lot of bootlegs and a lot of bootlegs where nobody was really open and he just kind of had to throw it away. It's kind of remarkable how little he looks out there, by the way, but I guess we kind of knew that. I mean, it was bootleg after bootleg, but the Eagles seemed pretty prepared for that. And so he would boot out and there'd be nobody there and he would just kind of chuck it. And there were a decent amount of incompletions that I saw on those plays.
I'm thinking that this was a real opportunity that now got screwed up for Shedeur Sanders. Mm-hmm. Because we had yet another day of practice where the wide receivers were terrible yesterday. They couldn't hold on to anything. They might as well played without hands.
Yeah, I guess the throw of the camp for Dylan Gabriel, which might not be saying much, was to Jamari Thrash, and he dropped one.
Yes. This was an opportunity coming up on Saturday, I think, for Shedeur Sanders to try to separate and tell the fans and the franchise that, maybe he really should be. I mean, you know where he stands in my depth chart, and I think, does he stand the same way with your depth chart? Yeah, is he the number two
guy?
Yeah,
I mean, okay. Thinking about it, it just makes sense. We're on the same page, and he's so much more talented.
But I have no real power.
He's so much more talented than Dylan Gabriel.
We have no real power over it, and it's not going to make me feel any better what Ross Tucker's going to say, because I think Ross is going to agree here.
My question would be, what has Dylan Gabriel done, and you guys tell me, other than be drafted two rounds higher, so clearly the team liked his college tape more, but has Dylan Gabriel been more impressive than Shador? Has Dylan Gabriel done more to merit him being second in that pecking order? Because, you know, maybe things are reversed from last week against Carolina, but I guess my thought was, you know, this is an opportunity for Shador to kind of be second on the pecking order. And then if he's second on the pecking order and they have Flacco start 2, 3, 4 games, well, if Shador goes out there and starts playing well, I mean, they're not going to upset him. They can't sit him. So then he would have an opportunity to start 10-plus games and really state his case.
What a chance. What a chance. Because, again, another day that all I've heard was bad things about Dylan Gabriel's performance.
So I will admit, I've every day we've had somebody come on, Daryl the loudest, but it's been everybody. It's been Mary Kay. It's been Zach, the national people. All right, Ross Tucker sat in on some practices and goes, whoa, boy. Okay, eventually it can't be a vendetta, right? Eventually it can't be personal bias, which people have accused various reporters of. Eventually, it's just got to be a fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
That what everybody is noticing is that Dylan Gabriel has not looked anywhere near as talented, as good, as composed. I mean, man, we got to see a game where finally the bullets are flying. Finally, guys get to try and take Shador Sanders' head off, and he just calmly sidestepped. I told you, the one, forget about the touchdowns and the dime throws. I still am looking at that one in the back of the end zone or the front of the end zone, where he's got to take the team the whole distance, and he's got a guy coming at him, and he's just calmly moving over, getting them out of the shadows of their goalposts. And those are the types of things to me that show, all right, all the college stuff's going to go out the window soon. Like, Dylan Gabriel might have been coasting on the big college moments, and he had a slew of them, or the whiteboard moments where he clearly was ahead. Okay, eventually that stuff doesn't matter. Maybe it matters at the start of camp, fine. I was trying to give the Browns the benefit of the doubt on it. I seriously was. I'm like, all right, guys, the Browns are telling everybody that he's ahead. He can do this. He can get the guys lined up. Eventually, once the games start, like, the players don't care about the whiteboard stuff.
Yeah.
Eventually, the players and his teammates and the guys in the locker room, they're going to be like, yeah, that's fine. Maybe somebody's more like a Ken Dorsey, more like a coach than a player. But eventually, I'd like to team up with the guy that can actually do it when guys are breathing down on us and wanting to kill us.
Yeah.
Like, the whiteboard stuff's not going to matter at this stage. I'm not saying all the getting ready for that does matter.
But now it hurts. It really hurts because if I got to find out more from Kevin Stefanski today at 9:30. Today is his live press conference at 9:30. We'll obviously carry it live here on The Fan, your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football. But I need more information because it's like, okay, if it's truly day-to-day, then you're like, okay, well, we dodged a bullet. But everybody's day-to-day. So when you say it's day-to-day and he probably won't play or might not play or it's a hit against maybe he will play on Saturday, I'm assuming he's not going to play on Saturday. So Lima's going to be having all the baked ziti, all the cavatelles, all the limoncello, all the Peronis, all the Negronis, everything, the tiramisu, gobs of tiramisu right down his throat, and then we'll get through that Philadelphia game. But if he's out even more, then it's like, all right, the Rams would be a chance. No chance for the Rams. Do you play Joe? Do you not play Joe because of the injuries? Those are different questions. Oof. But if he doesn't play, then that may very well be it.
Yeah, that may very well be it. That because, was like, my thought. I kept thinking, is that all? Are we not going to see Shador again?
If there's limited reps during training camp, there are no reps during the regular season.
And it makes sense. You're trying to get your guys ready for actual games.
So Dylan Gabriel has to go out, and this is, if you're a Browns fan first, you want Dylan Gabriel to go out and please look good, because I don't understand what you're doing here. If everybody in the world is saying you're bad at what you're doing, what in the world? Well, I mean, people could ask the same thing for us. But if everybody who's reporting is saying that, man, he's looking rough out there, I got to wonder what the hell you're doing on the football team. So I need you to look good. For the Shador fans, they are hoping he looks
just going to say. I was just going to do Absolutely a, are you sure about
terrible.
That?
Because yes, the people who are listening that are Shador first fans who are dropping in from Colorado yes. and Texas and everywhere, they
will
be watching on Saturday.
They hope he falls over himself.
There will be voodoo dolls, like the whole thing. They will be hoping
like
he's
Indiana
terrible.
Jones and the it's Temple just, of Doom?
Guys, I'm not rooting against him, obviously. I want him to do well. We've said it a million times, but I'm telling you guys right now, they're going to want him to do poorly because that's the only thing that can get Shador up yeah. the depth chart while being injured, while having an oblique injury, which can be, if they can be severe, they can be nagging. So as we get closer to the regular season getting here, we're inside of a month. It still feels like it's far away, but it'll be here before you know it. You know, next week they're treating, I think, like a regular game week. Well, they'll play. Well, they'll have Monday off, then practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off, or Friday to get together and walk through. Saturday they'll play the game, and they're going to try to treat it like a regular game week. So you think Joe might play? This might change some things, but man, this is not good for Shador. This is not good for Shador because by the time the season starts, it's like okay, they have their preconceived notions. So yeah, Shador fans are going to be watching differently than Browns fans on Saturday. Let's call it what it is. Michael on Twitter says he will be planting grass seed on Saturday. Okay, it's already out,
isn't it? It's too hot. I'm so down on the lawn,
Ken. If you're going to do it, you got to do it in the early morning. You got to do it in the late afternoon. You can't do it in the midday. You better not put water down. You'll burn it all.
I'm annoyed.
What's the matter?
The whole thing's screwed. We'll talk about it another time.
I thought you were talking about Shador.
I am disgusted.
Well, if you got something to say, get off Jess, say it.
That I wasted all this time. All this time watering every night. I wasted all this time. Wasted money. I had a very angry phone call with the father-in-law yesterday about the whole state of affairs.
You got an argument with him?
No. Oh. I just was venting. I need another man. I need another man to vent to.
You can yell at Mason.
Because the father-in-law did what I should have done. He just went to a sod farm, bought a lot of sod, had it planted. His yard looks impeccable. Why didn't I?
Why don't you just do that?
It's in the offing right now. Could be something I do.
That sucks. My house looks like a Christmas tree. The front yard looks okay. The back is just a total mess. There's a bunch of bushes I got to pull out of there. It's a total mess. Absolute total disaster.
I was just
disaster.
Told, by year three, wait till you see this thing take off. And I've reseeded. I've fertilized. The only thing I didn't do is punched. And I think I'm going to have to punch. It's going to be some punching.
Well, maybe next year will be better. The lawn's like a Kevin Stefanski coaching stint here.
You can have ups and downs.
Wow, look at this year. Everybody's walking by going, look at what you've done. You've said this before. The neighbors walk by. The neighbors judge lawns in Bay Village.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, they're talking success. About how Anthony's lawn is on the hot seat.
Yeah.
Right
that's
now.
All. And yeah. now they're walking by, and now they're going, I can't believe. You know, they don't trust you. You've got the wrong picks of seed. You've got the wrong picks of fertilizer and weed killer.
I was on one of those emails. First landscape architecture. First ones to be fired.
Now one of your types of fertilizer is trying to sell shoes on the internet. Like, ooh. It's bad. It's bad for you. Coming up at 8:20, Mary Kay Cabot going to join us on the show. Kevin Stefanski going to join us. He's not going to join us. He's going to join the media at large at 9:30 this morning. I didn't know this wasn't live yesterday. It said live. It wasn't live.
I was a little disappointed in your tease for the segment.
I didn't mean to lie to everybody. I was misinformed. It said live in the corner of the video. I thought it was live.
It was live to tape. You've done things live to tape over at 8 especially, right? Like, there's been live to tape things.
Yeah, but I didn't say it was live when I did it.
Well,
that said live. That was live. That misinformed us.
You know, like, Jimmy Kimmel Live is not live. Right?
Okay, it was when it started.
It was live at 11 o'clock.
That was
night
supposed to
seven,
be what was different about
eight,
it.
8 o'clock.
Like, for a year, they tried to do it live.
Right. Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's just Jimmy Kimmel.
Couldn't get any guests.
The Tonight Show's not live. They taped that thing at 7.
Looks like it's all about to be Jimmy canceled. Hey, okay, so it wasn't live, but it was a big event that everybody was. I went to do the preview show yesterday, and I popped up Twitter, and my Twitter was just going nuts. I'm going, what's going on here? And Meredith was upset because she's trying to pay attention to two different things. The great Meredith Kane. And I go, what's the other thing you're trying to pay attention to? She goes, well, Taylor Swift's on with the Kelce brothers. I go, oh, yeah, that was tonight. I didn't realize you sat down. I didn't realize it was on. And then you told me you sat down with your wife to watch this television event.
We had even talked about it.
We went from a moon landing in 69 to Taylor Swift with the Kelce brothers.
It was in front of the tube, like Little Orphan Annie. I was so excited. No Ovaltine commercials or anything like that, but they get right to it. Well, so we were already an hour behind, so I had to rewind the first thing I did.
It's YouTube also.
Yeah, so that's how we watched
it. You get pop-ups, right?
That's how we watched it, and I had never done this. Owen had listened to the podcast.
I listened to it every week. We were very busy yesterday, so I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but usually it's out at 6 a.m. on Wednesdays, and I listen to it when I leave the show.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, I'll never do this again. I have no reason to ever get in front of a TV, my 85-inch Sony Bravia. Never had a reason to do it, but it was something that...
From Extend.
We're in between shows and movies, so we're like, right. This is our night.
But this is a good thing to fuse guy that's into sports and wife who maybe is more pop culture and a little less...
Yeah, now I got to be honest, that format of just two... And I know all the podcasts, we're going video, everybody's going video... And it's really for the clips, but I can't see myself ever sitting down to watch a podcast again. This will be a one-time only. I'm trying to think who else.
Mine are always while I'm driving. Yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, or in the
shower.
Yeah.
Whatever. Water in the lawn. Damn it.
Like Dairy Brothers Guardians cast.
100%. Yes. 100%. Mm-hmm. But I'll never, I'm going to go back to movies and TV shows. This will be a one-time only thing. And you know what? We were entertained, but we gave it like 25, 30 minutes. And then we're like, all right, let's find our next movie. Let's find our next show.
So did she come out with new music or something?
She
in this?
Did.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
she,
what a lot of people
she
were excited
about. She debuted the album, the song titles. I don't think she played any snippets. I thought it was interesting. She explained everything that goes into concert, doing a concert, doing a performance. Like she talked about how in between the shows, I mean, you would think that she had played a football game with all the help she had. Mm. She had like an acupuncturist with
Does
her at all
spend
times.
$1 million.
Honestly. Oh, she probably spends more.
Definitely.
She with the physical demands of doing 3.5 hours every night. Yes. Yes. I think she does spend north of $1 million a year.
So she did talk
probably
about
a month.
She did talk about Travis's overtures publicly.
Yes.
And trying to woo her mm-hmm. to pitch some woo at Taylor Swift. Here's Taylor Swift on New Heights.
This podcast has done a lot for me. I owe a lot to this podcast. This podcast got me a boyfriend ever since Travis decided to use it as his personal dating app about 2 years ago. So,
were his friendship bracelets that good? Did you give the friendship bracelets or was that just on the podcast?
I've never seen
yeah,
the
they didn't leave the stadium because I was butthurt, Jason.
He threw a man tantrum.
He's out of here.
It's so funny. It's
my
like
plan
also,
is ruined.
It was such a wild romantic gesture to just be like, I don't want to date you. Like on, I don't know. At first when I looked at it, I
Sweetie,
was like, this dude is.
That's what it does when you're on the stage and you perform in Arrowhead. That's what it did.
This dude didn't get a meet and greet. He's making it everyone's problem. That's what I thought at first. And then
to Arrowhead, I get to meet you. That's the perk of playing for the Chiefs.
So I don't know much about her history. She has dated mostly guitar players, artistic men who are into music and art and movies and all that stuff. This is her first athlete, right?
Right.
So this
to my knowledge.
I mean, this is a man's man. This is a Cleveland, Ohio, Midwest man's man. Let's be honest.
Right.
Okay. So that was probably, she's probably not used to that.
She's had famous actors.
Yes.
She's had a bunch of famous, I'm looking at the names right now.
A Midwest guy is just going to go, hey, you want to go out?
Well, and there's a little more to that story, but she was playing at Arrowhead, like I mentioned. He went with Mahomes. I think Mahomes went with his wife. You know, they all went together. And apparently Travis just walked in. It's Arrowhead Stadium. He's like, I should be able to walk wherever I want to in this place.
I love this.
And security was like, no, you can't just. He tried to convince they're called the red coats, the people that help the ushers. And he tried to convince the one running the elevator, like, no, take me down to the level where her dressing room is. And that was a whole deal. They got into that more.
At one point, I believe it was Jason Kelce said, there was one point. See, I should have known that this was taped. The video had 1.3 million views that were live at one point, which, of course, we know why he's doing that, because of the championship parade in 2016, thanks to Anthony Lima. Taylor Swift did go on. So when we had the Chiefs in town last year, there was everybody waiting to see if she was going to show up, even when they were saying, like, hey, she's not coming by. And I told you that motorcade came by, and it was just for his mom, for crying out loud. So I'm going, I can't imagine if she were to be here. And apparently she snuck into her first Chiefs. She didn't sneak in, but she had to sneak into the first Chiefs game she went to. This is Taylor Swift, the first Chiefs game she went.
The first game she went to, the Bears game. She literally went through the front door of the stadium.
Yeah, we walked right in.
General admission?
Through general admission, through with everybody on the bus to the game.
Oh my gosh.
And I was just like, oh, she's just in it. She's down for the ride. She's here for the fun.
Like, if this is where we walk in, this is where we walk in. I don't know what to tell you. I don't have an alternative. You know, we just played here 3 months ago and we went a different way, but I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to backseat drive this.
What was that like?
I was walking in with hat on and I had a mask
potty
on.
Mouth.
And I'm walking in just in the front. We're walking in with thousands of people in Arrowhead and nobody noticed.
Oh my gosh.
There were rumors that we had seeing each other, but I think people were like,
remember that. Yeah.
What would they talk about?
Yeah,
someone thought that she was in one of them carts. They were wheeling them big, the food carts, and they hollered it out and stuck her in there.
Eventually, how were they getting her? Because she can't go through the front door. You got people waiting. You got paparazzi at all the games waiting for where the players come in and the media. So eventually people were assuming she had to be.
Yeah, the first time you can kind of walk it through the front, right? Because no one's expecting it. And now that's why there was such a fervor when they came here. They expect her to be at every game now.
Did they address?
She's been at all the big games.
I'm being dead serious. Did they address the Chagrin Falls rumors?
I don't know
that they were looking for houses in Chagrin Falls.
I don't know that one. I had, like I said,
because I was sitting there going, "That's my type of pop star right there."
Didn't get to watch it last night. I will do that. Yeah, probably take not it all today in. Either.
Okay, I'll tell you. Just you don't like the whole thing, do you?
No, I love it.
But you're just not interested.
You're wondering. If
I dropped a kid off at college yesterday. Yeah, totally didn't have time for that.
Yeah, we got to talk about
that
later.
That's the cradle, dude.
We do have to talk about that later. But
now I got practice tonight.
I think you're secretly wondering about, is this going to make him, did that podcast make him a slower football player?
Well, he's 35 or 36 years old.
That's been the talk for 2 years now. And I think Father Time's made him more of a slower football player.
Made him a slower football player.
He's doting on her the entire podcast.
That's okay. I'll still take slow-ass Travis Kelce over anything on the Browns roster.
Yeah, you got to know your place.
Although Harold Fannin.
Does he know Harold Fannin? Does Taylor Swift know Harold Fannin?
Oh, great.
Watch out.
Tate McRae's coming in like a month. Does Harold Fannin make his overshoots?
A couple of weeks. And
see what we can do.
Lima and wife are going to be in the pit.
What is the course of action now that Shador Sanders has a day-to-day oblique injury, which, I mean, day-to-day can mean a lot of things for a lot of different people. We'll find out more coming up at 9:30. Hopefully, Kevin Stefanski, his live press conference, day two at joint practices with the Philadelphia Eagles. I will say, the D-line looked good yesterday. They did say the D-line was good. Secondary, yeah. Our offense, but the D-line... All right.
Yeah, I was interested to see that, especially because the Eagles were going to be...
Piece by piece, man.
I think the Eagles were...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, Let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Missing two of their starting offensive lines.
Damn
so
it. That's right. Landon Dickerson.
Well,
ain't there.
No, but still, I think.
Well, never mind.
I think the one common thing I think we're going to be able to look back at from all the reports training camp is this D-line is legitimate. I mean, we already know that Myles Garrett is going to make any defensive line legitimate, but who are going to be his playing partners? Who's going to be with him along for the ride?
Well, I think Alex Wright's going to be on the other side, and he had a nice start to the season on Friday night, and then you got Mason Graham, who got double-teamed all night like last Friday.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you're going to face a ton of double teams with Myles Garrett over there, and if you do, well, Myles Garrett's going to have a very, very, very nice season.
I am excited about it. I mean, you're just having a great defensive line doesn't mean you're going to go to the playoffs or anything like that, but if you see some of the young guys that are there and Miles, it means that is going to be the one consistent.
I'll ask you about the QB again in just a second. I'm not trying to get you back here just for a second. You mentioned the D-line. I will tell you that for like 5 years, it did feel like, and people are going to mention Chase Young. I go, Kenny. I go, no, look at the rest of them. It was always, gosh, if they could just find a reasonable quarterback, Washington would be in a much better place because their front four was stout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And still is. Their front four has been stout for a while. And it was just thought, like, man, if they could just get it at QB, things will be good because they're good from the inside out. They're going to be good. And then they get Jaden Daniels. And we'll see what he does in year two, but he had an outstanding rookie season. But it's like, okay, you got some semblance of what it might take to get there. So we'll see. I'm grasping at straws, obviously, when I'm just talking about, hey, the D-line's okay, but everything else, that's going to be a giant question mark. Wide receivers were absolutely atrocious yesterday in practice, and nobody has denied any of that. We'll talk to Mary Kay about that coming up again at 8:22 this morning. But the wide receivers were absolutely atrocious, and I don't think anybody thinks anything big for the wide receivers this year. But we don't think that they're going to be that terribly competitive of a team. So let me ask you this. We went from one of the teams going, hey, could we get draft capital for one of these guys? Could somebody trade for Pickett, for Gabriel? Somebody threw an idea out for Sanders we'll get to coming up here in a bit. My God. But we went from that to now like, hey, are we looking at other rosters now all of a sudden? Because it's like you can't lose Joe. You really can't lose Joe. So I don't – like I know probably you'd want to play him a little bit against the Rams, but – I don't know if you want to risk it. Guys are getting hurt in practice, for crying out loud. You don't want to lose Joe right before the season. Is this somewhere like, depending on the severity of this, you kind of go and you look at any other roster? I don't have names for you. I'm just asking, do we even start the process?
Here is the issue that regardless of whether you think the Browns have been fair and their process has made sense. Obviously, I was not one of them, but even if you thought they were really smart, or flip side of that, even if you thought they're the biggest idiots in all of football on how they put together this quarterback room, the reality is that the injuries have made this almost impossible. And so it doesn't matter. Smart, dumb, whatever. This is the part where they've had bad luck.
Yeah.
And the bad luck here has derailed all of their plans. Remember, they kept saying, 4 weeks ago, all right, we've analyzed the league, we've looked at other teams, we've looked at other situations, we've talked to everybody we can talk to try to formulate the best plan of attack when it comes to these four quarterbacks in camp. Throw that out the window. Crinkle it up and throw it out the window. It doesn't matter. All their best practices, all their best ideas, their most optimistic
that's
way
if everything
this could
go. Goes perfectly
yeah,
for them.
Well, it went the opposite. I mean, the fact that you've had three of your four quarterbacks that are all competing for whether it's the backup or the starter, now you haven't been able to really process much of that at all.
So, Ken, are you saying we need to bring in a sixth quarterback?
I'm asking.
Plus, we've got another guy that,
he's not going to be active to start. Well, we'll talk about you-know-who coming up. Trust me, it's...
I know he's not active.
I know you guys don't want to have that conversation.
We'll
guys.
Have we a have seventh to have that conversation. Potential arm in...
I don't want to trade any resources for one, but is there anybody out there that you can think of?
Well, if you don't trade any resources, then you already got Tyler Huntley. What's the next?
Well, Tyler Huntley can't play a full preseason game.
That's all I'm saying. if you're not going to trade resources, what's the point?
Well, I figured this Saturday is going
to
be...
Well, now I got to go to RotoWire. Well,
I figured
on.
This Saturday is going to be Dylan Gabriel and Tyler Huntley. Is that not...
Well, Dylan Gabriel does... Do we know how much he's going to play if he's going to play at all?
They put him out in front of the media yesterday, and I don't think they'd do that if he was still.
Yeah, that's kind
limited.
Of my thought.
So Dylan's going to start the game.
And
then.
Imagine if you're him. Not that you'd ever want to jeopardize your career going out in a game where you're not close to healthy, or I don't know how healthy he is. But imagine if you're Dylan Gabriel right now. You've been a total afterthought, and part of it has been an injury. But when you've been out there, you have looked dreadful. And normally it's, as a rookie that's drafted in the third round, normally it's, all right, I have some leeway here. I have some time to kind of get up to speed on everything. He's been able to do none of that.
I got this clip from Stefanski. It's a quick answer, but he was asked, if Dylan Gabriel is healthy, would he start on Saturday?
Yeah, potentially. Again, the plan was always to give both of those guys a start in the preseason, so we'll see how it shakes out.
Okay. We got that going for us. So hopefully, can he play?
He was healthy yesterday.
Can he play as much
as... He was as healthy as he could be yesterday.
Can he play as much as Shador did on Friday?
I have to. I think that's part of healthy. I think that's... You're not saying he's healthy for a series. He's either healthy and he's playing a half or he's not.
Somebody has already looked up free agent quarterbacks on this computer, so I know I'm not the first one to do this right now. I mean, you're looking at the bottom of the barrel, but you already would think you have the bottom of the barrel. So, hopefully you're able to get... I just don't want Dylan Gabriel to get hurt, too. Because then there's a question of, okay, is he even durable enough to play in the
games?
Owen, you got to play him for some... And somebody's going to have to play, so this is going to be a tremendous moment for...
Every time you go to practice, you potentially could be hurt. Why even do football if we don't want guys to get hurt?
We're all asking questions. We don't have any answers. What the hell do you want the Browns to do? What do you want them to do, Anthony?
Well, like I said, I think this game is going to be Dylan Gabriel, and it's going to be Tyler Huntley. I would like to start Dylan Gabriel because, come on, let's see. We've seen all
There's
the college
only one
games.
Way to know.
And by the way, Dylan has been a gamer in college football. I know it's totally a different setting and his team was loaded and all of that, but I've seen him have no problem going up against Ohio State. I mean, he beat Ohio State in a game. We also saw what happened in the playoff, which I was happy to see, but we've seen him in some massive games in college football for, God, seems like 6 years. So I feel like that guy is a gamer and I want to see it. Enough.
Carson Wentz is a free agent.
Enough about his terrible numbers in the preseason or in training camp or in practices or in OTAs or rookie minicamp. Let's see him against a real team, even though it's not going to be starters or anything like that.
Help.
But let's at least see that there is some talent in there.
Well, I got to get through a joint practice again today. Philadelphia is a bunch of Giants, and I got Russ Tucker saying how small he looks while he's out there on the field with everybody. So again, I'm worried about even making it through today's practice.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.